The Russian government's response to today's attack will be watched closely by human rights groups. They often accuse the Kremlin of trampling citizens' rights in the name of security. Russia gets poor marks in general when it comes to human rights. Today, the group Human Rights Watch described the rights climate in the country as deeply negative. And protesting about it isn't easy either, as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow.
Article 31 of Russia's constitution guarantees citizens the right to rally in public places. Russia, like many Western countries, requires demonstrators to get approval before they're allowed to protest. But unlike protesters in other countries, Russians who do receive permission to hit the streets are often arrested anyway. One prominent protester who wound up in jail recently is opposition leader Boris Nemtsov.
This action shows what does it mean police state. And I think that such kind of actions are important to insist power to think about rules of law and constitution.
Nemtsov spoke about his experience at the Foreign Policy Initiative in Washington, D.C. He was arrested on New Year's Eve for participating in a sanctioned demonstration near the Kremlin. Ironically, he was participating in a monthly rally demonstrating for Article 31 of the Constitution, the right to protest. Police maintained they didn't arrest Nemtsov for asserting his rights. They say he was jailed for disobeying police orders. A video posted on Nemtsov's political party's website shows the opposition leader being taken to an awaiting police van by five officers in riot gear. At one point, one can hear Nemtsov saying to the policeman, "Calm down, calm down." During the trial, the judge refused to allow videotape of Nemtsov's arrest to be used as evidence in court. Nemtsov's lawyer told Reuters that the judge clearly sided with the government.
It astonished us how easily the court used a variety of far-fetched arguments to deny the evidence of 13 people who were near Nemtsov and who saw everything during the rally. At the same time, they accepted the evidence given by two policemen.
Nemtsov's lawyer and rights activist claimed that if the judge would have allowed the videotape in court, everyone could have seen that Nemtsov was arrested for no reason. He was sentenced to and served 15 days in prison over the New Year's holiday. Nemtsov says that wasn't the first time he's encountered unfair government reprisal for those who exercise the right to march on the streets.
We have Russian Flag Day in August 22nd, and we decided to carry a Russian flag on Arbat Street. This is the famous Moscow street. After that, police arrested everybody who carry a Russian flag, you know? Yeah, this is a funny story, but two guys were arrested for 10 days.
Despite Nemtsov's negative experiences with Russia's court system and police, Human Rights Watch director Anna Savortian says all hope shouldn't be lost. She notes that Russians have the option to seek justice outside their country.
Russians have the access to the European Court of Human Rights when they exhaust all the remedies within the Russian system, and that's the great change of last year's.
And Nemtsov's lawyer took that advice to heart. He filed an appeal with the European Court, or ECHR, over his client's arrest by the Moscow police, claiming he knew Nemtsov would never get a fair trial in Russia. According to Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Denisov, about 112,000 cases are before the ECHR, some 30,000 of them from Russia. Meanwhile, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has consistently promised to reform the country's corrupt court system. Despite the European option and Medvedev's promises, Nemtsov says he plans to continue taking his demands for freedom of assembly to the streets of Moscow.
We have to continue to protect Constitution and to insist Kremlin and Putin to think that Russian people have rights.
For the world, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.